So you've used NBAA's Contact Congress tool to let your representatives in Washington know how you feel about ATC privatization and user fees. Now what? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation focused, client driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The response by members to NBAA's call to action has been remarkable. Just ask Krista Fornerato, the association's vice president for government affairs.
I would say best ever. People got the call to action. They responded quickly. Within the first week, we had unprecedented numbers in terms of letters up to the Hill. In addition to that, social media went crazy with Facebook messages, tweets. Everybody just got very involved, and we were so pleased with the response.
Congress is finishing up its work, and then they will be going into what used to be called the August recess. It's now called the August work period.
That's NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland. During the congressional work period, the halls of the Capitol will pretty much be empty as senators and representatives head back to their districts for a few weeks.
So as part of that, you'll see a pickup in August of town hall meetings, local call-in shows. Those are really terrific opportunities for someone to reach out to their elected official.
Let's say you've already used the NBAA Contact Congress tool to let members of your Washington delegation know what you think of privatization and user fees. Boland says when Congress takes its summer recess, you'll have the chance to tell them in person as well.
This is a big issue. There's a lot at stake here.
So you make it a point to attend a function where you know members of your Washington delegation will be. But what do you say? NBAA's Vice President of Government Affairs, Dick DeBrava, says take a few moments to decide what you want to say to your senator or representative about air traffic control privatization and user fees.
We're very concerned about any proposal which would privatize the air traffic control system and turn it over to a board governed by unelected officials. We're concerned about the future of airports and how that funding may change in the new bill and what the future of general aviation airports may look like.
Krista Fornerato says this is an especially crucial time to make the effort to be heard by members of your congressional delegation.
We are not out of the woods yet on this at all. The response was great. Members got the message. They are starting to hear it, but we have a long way to go. We expect legislation at some time in September. And we want to make sure they come back from the district work period hearing from their constituents and knowing that they must say no to privatization and user fees.
For more information, check the webpage, nbaa.org/advocacy. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Did you know that every employee of a member company has access to member benefits and services? So if your company is an NBAA member, you too can take advantage of these valuable resources for your flight operation and business. Create your login and immediately access exclusive benefits like airmail, the member directory, and all the members-only tools available on our website. Create your free online account today at www.nbaa.org/password.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Is your documentation strong enough to prove you're in compliance with regulations that govern your flight department? Next month, NBAA hosts a professional development program course called Regulatory Compliance and Documentation at the association's headquarters in Washington, D.C. There, you'll get a comprehensive overview of procedures that will help you ensure compliance with Part 91 and 135 regulations and make sure you have the paperwork to back it up. For more information, check the website. And also check the NBAA website for the latest digital version of our premier publication, Business Aviation Insider. There's a great article in the current edition about analyzing flight data to improve efficiency. It's free to members, and you'll find it at nbaa.org. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.